So I appreciate you guys coming back. We'll really not take so long at all. I want to still be soft salad. I want to just get into, now that we've laid out the basic options of in what scenarios you'd make a bracha. So I wanted to turn to the next thing in Marva Komos as to what counts as having left the sukkah. Then now we've seen most of the opinions, right, said that when you re-enter the sukkah is when you make the bracha. Enter the sukkah for this or that, depending, right? But it's all about when you go into the sukkah to do the mitzvah. Now, so then you're supposed to make the bracha when you do that maisa. But what counts as having left that this is considered a new maisa? Okay, so let's go with that. Let's write that down briefly. What counts as having left the sukkah to consider this a re-entry? Is that clear? That makes sense? Mm-hmm. You guys understand what I mean? Good. Okay, so now, according to whom is this not a question? And according to who is this like a totally irrelevant point, according to which of the options that we said? Okay, good. What do you mean? Why? What do they say? Beautiful. That they say, so let's go with one extreme. Right?
Is that true though? Because
what do you mean? Well, let's map out what you said and then we'll analyze it. Right, so Chaf makes Sarfa in Ritva. So what does he say? What would they hold? They would say that what counts having left? Nothing. Just doing a new Maisa. Any new Maisa. In accordance with what Maisa means, right? According to his sheet, right? Let's say, like, starting a meal or starting to sleep or something like that. So, any new Maisa will count as a re-entry and require bracha, which in short means no need to leave. That's what I was driving at, right? To answer this question, I mean, no need to leave. Who else on the opposite spectrum, and then I'll take your question, on the opposite spectrum, also this isn't a question.
You're so removed.
Why? What sense?
Because they don't.
What are they held?
You do, once you're there, you make the road the first time, so there's no
what's next?
First time today. So
exactly. Once you enter. And comparably, also, to the to the Yerushalmi, but in terms of the first day. But so let's clarify. So according to the, let's go all the way on the opposite tree. According to the Yerushalmi, then the point, according to him, what counts as entry of having left as re-entry? Nothing, right? Nothing. I.e., never make a new bracha. Right, there's your initial one. To him, it's not even a relevant question. You understand? To him, there's no question, because the Yerushalmi thinks that, well, what do you mean? They're, like, you did the bracha, you're Yotzei now. You can't ever leave the sukkah. You're in the sukkah. You have the mitzvah of the sukkah. It's all relevant. And who else would that be true for? One other, on this note, on this same thing, that it's nothing. According to you, it's not quite nothing.
Once a day, so.
But
once a day. Who's that?
That's true, but to Daniel's point, there still is some sort of leaving. It's like the sleeping of it. The new day would break it up. There's still going to be some sort of requirement. That would basically count as a re-entry day. A new day begins with it, a new chi of bracha. You understand? For that would count as having left. Meaning, when I say count as having left, I mean that right now you've begun a new thing. Correct. It's automatic, but it's similar to this, but you still would make a new bracha. Meaning, you never make a new bracha to him. Whereas to him, it's like, automatically, every day counts as a new entry.
There's no real conversation about counts.
Right, but I wanted to show somebody else who there's really, really no conversation for. So who else is there really, really no conversation for? Also, for a Benu Tam, if you're not eating. Meaning, you can leave and space out outside of your sukkah. You can go to work. You can work as an accountant. I mean, whether you should do that on Chol Moed is a good question. But let's say you go to work on Chol Moed and totally involved, busy. You're not thinking about your bracha that you made on your eating of breakfast that morning. You had a nice roll, an honor yantif. You had for breakfast. You go out to work. You bench. You run out to work. And now, like, all day you're not thinking about it. Bechlal, you're not thinking about this. Like, you're not at all connected to it. Unlike, you know, Talmud Torah, or maybe you've never been Masiach Das here. You were Masiach Das from the sukkah. But nonetheless, even if you come back, you don't make a new bracha on it, because you don't make a new bracha unless you do a new achil. So according to Charmaine and Tom, also, you never do on sleeping. So I'll just write it like that. You understand what I mean by that now?
Yeah.
Write Charmaine and Tom on anything but eating. Now I'm setting it up a little weirdly, but I just want to show here, you'll always make a new bracha even without having left. Here, you'll never make a new bracha, even if you left 1,000,000,000,000 times, it doesn't matter. You could have been gone for 3 days. You went on a vacation nowhere near, so you come back. Still, during the time, you don't make a bracha unless you start a new meal. But if you're just going there to chill, you don't make a new bracha. And still, according to the Yerushalmi, you don't make a new bracha because it's one long mitzvah. Okay, yeah, Yosef, what was your point?
According to the Chachmei Tzarfat,
yeah.
Let's say I'm tealing in my sukkah,
mm-hmm.
and then I take like a step out to get a cup of water, then I come right back in. So,
yes.
That you need to make a new bracha when you start.
Well, not necessarily. This is any new maisa. That might still be part of the same maisa. We'll talk about it in a second. Okay, so might he be more machmir in a certain sense, or mekel in other ways.
So even according to him, you need to know what is an entry and re-entry. He is shayach to the conversation then.
He will be shayach. You're saying that if you leave for a long time, then wouldn't it count as a new maisa? What do you mean? You're saying like if you only step out for a second and come back in?
So you need to know what was a... Oh, so then you're just playing with what's a new mice or not?
Right. Yeah, exactly. No, I hear your point. You're right. He's sort of relevant to the conversation. Maybe that will tie into other points. Okay, and now also let's put on Daniel's point, right, according to the Yesh Sovereign in the Ritva, what would they say? They would say that it's not that you never make a new bracha,
but...
Exactly. It'll be the first time you enter it there, so it's... what counts as having left? We'll say the completion of a day. Right, so the completion of the day. Okay, we're talking about the negative completion of the day. You make the new bracha. New bracha. Each. Okay, good. But these are all weird options, which I'm saying aren't really part of the conversation. Who's really part of this conversation, right? Now, maybe if I had another marker color, I would do that, but I don't, so I'll just go like this, and like this, right? We'll make it right here in this center. Right? Who's really in this conversation? Like it like this, you know, it looks like a nice runway over here. Okay, super. So who's really in this conversation? Who's our relevant topics here? That, well, we need to find, assuming, like, all those other middle options, right? We're saying that, oh, every time you enter, Tosfos, Rebbein Tom, the riff and all the people that came along with it, and then the mainstream, right, that's right next in the middle, right, who is this relevant question for? And that's what we have to address. So now here we have a few different options. Okay, so let's discuss them. According to the Ritva himself, okay, according to the Ritva, and then the Magi Mishnah also says this on the Rambam. So what do they say? They say a Yitziyah Gemura. Very good, Alex. A Yitziyah Gemura only. What?
Was it?
Oh, Yosef? Oh, sorry. Okay, very good, Yosef. I heard it in the back. It sounded like Alex. Okay, good. So a Yitziyah Gemura. Okay, so what does a Yitziyah Gemura mean, though? Guys, give me an example. The Rifa gives us some examples. Yosef, what does he tell us?
I did last week.
Now it's Alex's turn. Okay, but what counts as a Yitziyah Gemura?
According to who?
The Ritva. I mean, only if you really leave, then when you come back, now it's called a re-entry, at which point you have to make a new bracha, according to each one of these opinions, in accordance with what they think is now required as an entry. Meaning coming to in to eat, coming to eat, sleep, or drink, coming to eat, sleep, drink, learn, or hang out, right? Each one of those, respectively. So now, in order to enter, you have to have left beforehand. So what counts as leaving? A real leaving. Shkoyev, what are some examples? Help me define that. We'll analyze them soon. I have different colors, I do that too. But yeah, go for it, Alex. Give me an example.
Anything that's not included in, like, that's not just like an immediate need of the meal or something of that sort. Like, he said to go speak to a friend. So I want to go
speak. Did he say speaking to a friend counts as part of as leaving or not as leaving?
As not leaving.
As not leaving. Good.
He says, hey, if you're just going to chat for a few minutes, or you're going to get a drink from the fridge or something like that. Then it's not a Yitziyah Gemura, but if you're going to work or you're doing something that establishes a new, probably a new like mindset.
Beautiful. Let's read it together. Hainu kishe yotze mimena mitchila yitzia gemura lasos inyonav v'shelo lachzor la'alter to have a chalita tefillin. Why? Because it's like taking off the tefillin. Because by tefillin, if you take it off with intent to come right back and put it back on, so then you don't have to make a new bracha. So conversely, if I walk outside for a minute to talk to my friend, he tells us, I don't have to make a new bracha. And only when I go for my own needs, as opposed to, let's say, for the Starchate Suda, that I'm going in to get, like, you know, more, I don't know, challah. We ran out of challah, so I wanted to go and get more challah. That's not going to require a new bracha when you come back in. He says that would be wrong. So Yitzi Gemura means, let's say, what it entails. Okay, what's included in Yitzi Gemura? That for your own needs, and that and is important, and for a long time, because he says like you're hanging out of there for your with your friend, or / masiach dato. Right, does that make sense? That if he's masiach dato, like, you know, here when you walk outside to talk to your friend, tell me, do you really not expect to come back to the sukkah? No, you're intending to come right back. Daito lachzor. So when I say masiach dato, I mean not daito lachzor. You're not intending to return right away. When you go outside to shmooze to your friend, though, you are intending to come right away. Also, for a long time, meaning even if you intend to come right back, you're not intending to come back right away. You understand what I mean by that? Like, these two sort of go together. A long time is the equivalent of not having das to come back, because das to come back only works for a sufficient amount, for a certain amount of time, right? Longer. I intend to come back 7 hours later, it might not count. Now, that's not necessarily mokhruf. These could be separated, but I'm going to group them together for simplicity's sake. Or for your own needs, and for your own needs. Right, if you go in for a long time because you're going and making more food for the meal, even though maybe you were intending to come right back, but you're doing it for the sake of the suda, so I think these two, although all three of these components, that it's for your own needs, it's for a long time, and that your masiach dato, right, that they all really go together, that often they'll be related. Like, for example, if you go inside for a long time to do something else without intention to come back, they'll often be linked, but I want to put it up like this. Okay, Alex, what's up?
What does that say under Ritva?
Under Ritva? In the Magen Mishnah. I wrote that. Okay. Now, you're right. You called me out. I always make the Magen Mishnah abbreviated as Mem Mem for Magen Mishnah, which seems logical to me and probably to you off the top of your heads. But you should know, everybody always refers to the Magen Mishnah as Hey Hey. Hey Hey. What does Hey Hey have to do with anything? It's bar Hey Hey. Right? What's the job with Hey Hey?
Magen Mishnah.
Harav HaMagen. They always call him Harav HaMagen. So don't get confused. Really, if I was trying to be, you know, colloquial, I would have done Hey Hey, but I wrote Mem Mem because that's how I always do it in my own notes, because to me, Mem Mem sounds like Magen Mishnah more than Hey Hey. Okay, great. To each their own. So that's the Ritva. Now, what did the Ne'iri say? Slightly different than the Ritva. And now, you don't have to be convinced that he's different than the Ritva. I agree with the footnotes in the Ritva that he is different. I hope I'm not just biased. But while he, too, stresses the need for Yitzia Gemura, right, he also says Yitzia Gemura, at which point you're like, well, what's the difference between them? He says, even talking to a friend counts. Okay? He implies that if you do go, he says, once you get to your Gemura, if you go out for your own needs, such as talking to your friend, I believe. Is that his language? Let's find it. Let's see if I'm right. Look, oh, you know what? I could probably do this. That'd be sneaky.
I guess some of you just have better friends than the rest.
You talked to them for a long time, you mean? Vein de Ramnir and She'ain Yitzia Zu Chashuba Hefsek. Vein de Ela Ketur. No. Right, he doesn't spell out the thing with your friends. Ha kol shiatzul asakov olayz inyan chozer mevarach. Right, the Meiri says that if you leave for any reason other than sarchei suda, that counts as leaving. You understand? So what I'm trying to stress is what I think is a difference between them. They both are coming to la fukehu. They're both coming to say what's wrong. Don't think, as the Meiri brings, that this is going to be an opinion. The Meiri opinion in Meiri, which I don't have a name for, not yet, at least. An opinion of Meiri is that any leaving and this were any Misa, but you don't need to actually leave. Here you do need to leave, but even if you walk inside for your own to go get another piece of bread, that counts as having left to require a new entry. The Meiri vehemently argues and says that it's totally wrong, right? He says, you get it done, that's not true if you just leave. He says, only when you leave for your own needs. But are these two saying the same thing? As you'd see a Gemara opinion in the Meiri and in the Ritva, are they saying the same thing? I don't think so. I think there's a discrepancy between them. Because what the Ritva's point is that it's got to be for your own needs as opposed to for starting a suda, which the Meiri agrees to. But the Ritva says, and also something else. The Ritva's like, but leaving to talk to your friend doesn't count as leaving. What do you mean? It's for your own needs. It's not for the Tzarfik Suda. You hear what I mean? You hear that question? So it sounds like the Ritva requires something else. That's what I was calling for a long time. Or if you're Masiach Das, you don't intend Daito Emel, Ein Daito Lachsor. So while these look the same, they're really different. In that, I think he says, for your own needs, as opposed to Tzarfik Suda, even if not
so like
long
to the
time or aim data lachzor. As opposed to the Ritva, as you said over there, is for own needs plus long time slash aim data lachzor mia. Right? Do you understand how I'm trying to say those are different? Okay, so now those are distinct. Now now they might not be, but they're both coming to lafuki this thing and say that that's stupid. Now does anybody actually say this opinion besides this opinion quoted in the Eerie that any leaving counts? It wasn't clear to me that anybody really did. You might be able to find some opinions. Like I saw some people trying to quote, you know, different diukim in Rishonim as saying that, but I just don't buy it, so I'm not going to put it on the board. I'm not going to insist on it. I don't know if we really found anybody who's like, you know, walking inside to, for your Tzarfik Suda that you should come back in. And we definitely saw people who said that that's ridiculous. So Mistama, it would be a bracha batala if you walk into the if you walk out to go get something and you come back in and you make a new bracha. It seems pashut that that's not good. But I think there might be a different opinion still beside the Ritva and the Meiri, but this will end. We'll have laid out the background. So now the Rav Yah says something interesting. The Rav Yah says, did I not bring it here? I'm sorry also. Okay, I didn't. I mean, I have it there on the sheet, but I know where it is also in the Rav Yah. But I don't have a source here. Okay, I'm sorry. You know what? You'll have to trust me for what he says. Feel free to look up. It's in Simon Tuf Reish Mem Dalet, I think, right? That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, good. So, you have to go with my paraphrase, what he says. So he says, as long as he has his intention to return, and he is a Masiach Das, then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Okay, so what does that mean? So the Rav Yah, if we put him over here, where would we put the Rav Yah then? Okay, so the Rav Yah says that what would count as leaving, seemingly, if ein dato lachzor / masiach das. Up until now, I was sort of grouping those together anyhow, right? So he says, if you've done either of these, which I pretty much think are the same thing, what does masiach das mean if not that you don't intend to come back? Like, you're not focused on the sukkah, meaning you're not intending to come back there. Now, it could be that you go inside, you're always intending to go back, but you're just not focused on the sukkah. I'm going to assume they're virtually the same thing, so I don't want to make that distinction. Although, I grant, hypothetically, you could if you're being as rigorously, fair as possible to increase as many possibilities, but I'm going to stick with what I think is more fair. So let's assume he means, if you're not intending to come back, how's he maybe different than the Ritva and the Eerie? Right? I mean, at first, I assumed all three of these, and I think a lot of people do group all three of these opinions. They're all coming again to say, this is wrong. If you walk outside for a second and you come back in, that's stupid to go and make a new bracha. But how might it be different? Go for it.
If you have das, you don't really das to leave, you take a step out and you're like, they change your mind then.
Okay.
So you might have to make a new bracha and come back in.
even a short amount of time. If you had no das.
Because you left. You
good. So you guys are focusing on the long time one, because they both have long time.
Also,
they wrote that. But
also,
I sort of add that.
Also.
Yes, that would be the one I would want to harp on more. What I would think of the Rav Yah is different is that he doesn't distinguish, if I remember correctly. I mean, we can look up inside afterwards and we can see if I'm right or wrong. If I remember correctly, the Rav Yah did not mention anything about for your own needs.
Wouldn't you assume if he was going to, like, if someone was going to, like, get something for the meal, he was like, it's not really Masiyah Das from the Sukkah. If you're going in for the needs of the Sukkah, wouldn't you assume that? Right?
So that he's not Masiyah Das, I would agree. But let me give you an example. Let's say you went to go talk to your friend. That's for your own needs.
Then of course.
But let's say your Daito was Lachzor. You walk outside for a second. So he would say you make a bracha?
No, still be fine.
You, yeah. Meaning you would still make a new bracha, or you wouldn't make one? No new bracha. Like who? Like the Meiri, or like the Ritva? Like the Ritva, right? Because you need both of those components. Okay, good. So he would be unlike the Meiri in that sense, but he would be like the Ritva. Now, what about if it was without intention to come back, but was for the needs of the Sukkah? It might seem weird, right? That you might, let's say you're Masiyach Das, but... but you intend to come back. I said that wrong. I meant to say is if it's for the need, yeah, no, for the need of the Suda, it's for the need of the Suda. But you're not intending to come back.
You have kids.
You're specifically intending. You're specifically intending not to come back, or just like you didn't think about it.
I guess you're right. I guess it's not easy to come up with that case.
Maybe that
in every case that would be true. Because I wanted to show you that conceptually, he doesn't mention anything about his own. About the guys leaving for your needs or not.
If you leave to go cook for the next meal.
Yeah, but does that really not count?
Everyone would say that's
okay. That, but like, then that you're not died to Lachzor, right? You're not, but,
That's fine. No, they're not supposed to be died to Lachzor.
Here, I'll give you, here's an example. Let's say you leave not for your own needs, but for the needs of the Sukkah. But let's say it's not Zarchei Suda. As much as you went to go and... to go and buy okay, you know what, maybe you can't illustrate a good case. Okay, maybe there's not a good case, at which point the Rav Yah would end up practically being grouped together with them, because maybe I can't find a good enough, you know, but conceptually he's very different.
Well, the friend is a good one.
Well, the friend is good for this, meaning because the friend is a good case to distinguish between them. Why? How does the friend work?
If he's died to Lachzor, then he'll be like one of them. If he's died to
So then he's like the Ritva. I agree.
No.
Oh, you're saying that it depends on whether it's Das. No, because even if it's ain't died to Lachzor, then they would both agree when you go out to speak to your friend that that's a problem.
Oh,
I think so, because that would count as the that would count as for your own needs plus ain't died to Lachzor, and the Miri would say for sure there, right? So I think that at least conceptually we have three mainstream options here. No one's going to say like this, and let's ignore those ones amongst these. Right, there are these three options. Is it simply about not having intention to come back? Or is it for your own needs plus having intention not to come back? Or is it just for your own needs? Right? You see how that's A, and B, right? To speak out those options. So conceptually, meaning maybe you're not, you can find nothing. Here's the real question I want to ask you. What's behind them? Meaning, it's nice to, again, outline it. I'm not positive we've outlined it, right? But meaning, what are they thinking? Am I over time? Probably. I am over time. So... I will end within the next minute and a half, 23. Hopefully by 25, I'll be done. Okay? So, you guys didn't bring your tomatoes. You're supposed to throw tomatoes at me if I go over time. So, what's behind them? I mean, what are they thinking? Here, while you think, I'll just throw out another option. Rav Haigon has this line, which all the Rishonim take, that Rav Haigon says that if you go to your friend's sukkah, then you have to make a new bracha too. What about that? That's like a weird type of case, right? It's not like Daito Lachzor, but it certainly is a new entry. You're never even in this sukkah. It's like, what do you call that? So Rav Haigon says that you make a new bracha there. Maybe that's because automatically you've been Masiyach Das from this sukkah. Maybe, you know, it was going for your own needs. You know, it wasn't for the Sarfing Suda that you're in right now. So how the Rav Haigon fits with these is an interesting question. So that's a stomp for you to think about. Is Rav Haigon a fourth option? It's not like, no, it probably fits with these. And all the Rishonim bring Rav Haigon. So that means they're agreeing to this. And we'll talk about in Halacha Maisa how this one sort of becomes mainstream, the Ritva and the Magi Mishnah. Like, Magi Mishnah says I found quoted somewhere. And we... know that that's the Ritva now. We look at the Ritva. And then all the Rishonim bring it from the Magi Mishnah. All the later people, the Achronim, bring it, post it. So, but just, I want us to think about for a second, now that we've mentioned Rav Haigon, what do you think is behind each one of these? Why should it matter about whether it's Daito Lachzor? Why should it matter about whether it's for your own needs? Or why would you need both of them? You tell me. What do you think is behind that? I would say let's look back at tefillin, right? Again, if we're comparing it to tefillin, like in terms of another mitzvah, what are the rules that we find by tefillin? How does it work when you have a continuous mitzvah which you're in the middle of and you sort of take a break from to continue? So I would think that maybe if you take off your tefillin without intention to put them back on, and then you change your mind to put them back on, it doesn't matter. You have to make a new bracha because you intended to take them off. So that would fit nicely with the Rabbah. The only factor should be whether you intend to take it off. Now, comparably, it would be that if it's for the needs of the tefillin, I'm not really sure exactly what that would mean that you took it off. Doesn't really fit so well. You know what? It doesn't even make as much sense. Like, I wouldn't base it as strongly on tefillin. I would think that this is more strongly based on tefillin.
Does it make me compare more like the issue with of like the Birkas Nedin keeping the kfiyas?
Who?
The Ritva, I thought you mentioned like Birkas Nedin like keeping kfiyas.
Let's see.
Very
good. Right, and he returns back to its state of sense. Very good. I like it, Daniel. So while the Rav Yah thinking about Daito Lachsor or not might be more founded on tefillin purely, the Ritva says still there's some sort of tziruf with your previous state. The fact that you wouldn't have to make a new bracha if you came back in. So how can you say you've properly ended your su'uda, which you were in the middle of, that it requires a new bracha? Maybe it's based on the fact that by there still is some continuity as long as you're intending to come back, plus you, or if you only left for tzarche su'uda, as opposed to if you had left for your own needs and you didn't intend to come back, then sorry, you lost out on that bracha and you'd have to make a new bracha as well. So I think that that's a great way to put it. Maybe that's the way to analyze it. Now we give it at least precedence to compare it to tefillin, or to compare it to the fact that there's at least some tziruf to your old action based off of the dina by brachos. But at least we've laid this down now. There's room for more for you to think deeper about what might be behind them and what we can learn about the rules of sukkah. But with this, I certainly have to end. Amir Tshem, tomorrow we'll do the halacha l'maaseh chabura. We'll just say how we paskin in terms of these things and turn to sif aleph and beis in tough ratio.